2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Allianz Stadium, the home of State of Origin, before they moved it to Homebush.
Yes, great to have Allianz Stadium on board as a sponsor. And the show today, Radio Chaser, our first ever OB, live from Allianz Stadium in Moore Park, as it's demolished around us. Zoe Norton Lodge, how do you feel to be here when history's being made around us?
Look, I've been waiting for some Triple M perks to come up, and I am excited to be finally invited into a box at Allianz. It's a shame it is the day it's being demolished, though. It is a shame that it's that particular day.
Andrew Hansen, your thoughts as we step into the hallowed commentary box. It's seen so many great games over the years.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and I think the box has only improved with two of its four sides completely torn down. Just as the general public were demanding, sorry, not the general public, like two or three privileged people were demanding.
Alan Jones.
It was really exciting to be here at Allianz
today. Just don't touch those exposed electrical wires, please. Now, look, dig Mr. Sense of what's happening here today. We've sent our very own Charles Firth out into the middle of this legendary stadium. Hello, Charles.
Yes, I'm out on the main field, or where the main field used to be, basically. And it's absolute chaos down here. Steel beams strewn everywhere, plumes of concrete dust covering everything. So it actually looks exactly like George Street.
Yeah. What are they doing exactly, Charles?
Well, they're just knocking everything down at the moment.
Why?
Well, the idea it's just being demolished to line the pockets of construction firms is just utterly untrue, Zoe. It'll line the pockets of lots of firms, demolition firms, waste removal firms, PR firms.
PR firms?
Yeah, well, actually, that's the main job. From where I'm standing, I can see at least, 300-400 public relations experts out on the field working around the clock to try and work out the PR spin on why this demolition is necessary in the first place.
So, Charles, I mean, tell us. I mean, can you run us through just some of the improvements that they're making there?
Yeah, sure, Andrew. Well, where I'm standing is where they'll be building a state-of-the-art facility for dispensing beer at three times the price of anywhere else in the world.
Well, I've been to Allianz a bunch of times. That's not different from what they had before, is it?
Oh, no, Dom. This one's very high-tech, though. See, it's a robot dispenser, and it pre-warms the beer to just above bearable.
Very
impressive.
It's
an amazing technology.
That is amazing, Charles. But what about improvements for the players?
Oh, yeah, well, both dressing rooms are actually going to be coated in this new special metallic Faraday cage material, which prevents sex videos from being transmitted from the locker rooms.
Well, I mean, that is a relief.
Yeah, it really is.
And if that doesn't work, they're drilling a special tunnel direct to the holding cells at the local police station so that every time the Eels play, they can be sent direct to jail.
That sounds like a worthwhile improvement. Now, look, the opposition leader, Michael Daly of Labor, he's come out against this demolition. Is there any indication why they couldn't wait till after the election, which is only next Saturday, well, 8 days' time?
Yeah, no, I mean, some very smart people made the decision to start the demolition immediately.
Why would they do that?
Well, they looked up the weather and they realised that it was going to rain for the next 10 days, so they had to start immediately so they could get paid to sit around all day waiting for the weather to clear. These people are geniuses.
They really are. Thank you very much, Charles Firth, down in the main demolition zone at Allianz Stadium for Radio Chaser.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
As Radio Chaser comes to you from the construction zone at Allianz Stadium, it's being demolished around us. Actually, can we shut that door? There we go.
Oh, my God. Thank goodness we shut that door. That was driving me mad. You know, I can just say, though, the video screen, the big video screen, is actually being pulled down right now. And, of course, as we know, it is being taken directly to Gladys Berejiklian's house. She's bagged it. It's going right in her living room so she can watch all of Married at First Sight.
Must see TV.
Anyway, so the Time Out magazine released their global list. Every year they list all the cities in the world that are the best cities in the world. And guess what they ranked Sydney as?
First?
No, it's the 10th worst city in the world.
10th worst?
Yes, we're the 10th worst. We've plummeted.
Who else is on this list?
Places like Istanbul and Rio de Janeiro and Delhi. Delhi beat us. Everywhere beat us.
The 10th worst of all the cities?
Yeah, well, of all the sort of global cities that Time Out sort of wants to
tell me. Well, how big was Sydney last year in the list? I mean,
I think we were number 5 last year, so we've absolutely dropped plummeted. About
Wow.
What's gone wrong?
But the worst thing is Melbourne came second.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Do you know what it is, guys? It's because everyone misses Allianz Stadium. The OG Allianz Stadium.
Well, anyway, the New South Wales government is really upset by this. And so they've launched a new campaign for Sydney.
Sydney. It may be ranked 10th worst, but we like to think of it as 39th best. Come for the harbour views. Stay because the congestion around the airport means you miss your flight.
So congested.
You'll love every part of Sydney that you manage to get to. Head down to Circular Quay and enjoy the sweeping harbour views blocked by the toaster. Or head round to the rocks to get a glimpse of the harbour views blocked by a cruise liner.
Hashtag sky!
Take a ride to the top of Centrepoint Tower, where now almost certain nobody else will be able to jump off.
Safe!
Fancy an exotic bite to eat? Experience a diaspora of dining at one of our world-class Westfield Shopping Centre food courts.
Multicultural! Oh, sorry, I mean multi-story!
Or if it's live music you're after, why not get an early night's sleep and hop on the first flight to Melbourne?
We'd like to welcome you aboard this service through to Melbourne.
Sydney, slightly better than Istanbul.
Are you kidding? Istanbul was way better.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Allianz Stadium. We're full of non-compliant fire escapes, which would be dangerous if anyone ever came to games here.
It's Radio Chaser on Triple M, live from Allianz Stadium as it's demolished around us.
That's right, and they've actually moved on to demolishing all the seats. All the seats are being destroyed in the entire stadium. It's actually almost identical to what's going to happen to the Liberal Party seats in the next election.
Can we just close the door?
Oh, yeah, whoops, sorry.
Yes, all the asbestos keeps on coming in. Anyway, we've now got a bit of a heartwarming story. It's just come across the wires on ABC News. It's about a couple, Benjamin and Victoria, and they've given up electricity and hot water and all the heating in their house for 18 months in order to afford the deposit on their first home.
Well done.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really do the math. It doesn't sound quite right, but I'm good on them. Well done.
The house that they bought is an hour from Hobart.
How do you live in Tasmania without heating? How are they not dead?
I don't know.
How is anything in Tasmania an hour from Hobart? Do they just live in the sea?
I thought they'd pay you to live in rural Tasmania, surely.
So, this is a hopeful message. There's actually now a proven method for getting your home. All you have to do is not have any electricity, no running water, no warmth, and then you'll be able to afford the house.
Just be homeless. Yeah. I don't know what these millennials are complaining about.
Scott Morrison has actually come out and got behind this couple.
Oh, yeah.
And he's actually set up an ad campaign based on it.
A message from Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
A lot of people have been complaining about housing affordability. I own 6 houses, and so I have first-hand experience in how some people buy lots of them, locking everyone else out of the market. Here's what I would do if I were in your position, which I'm not because, as I say, I own 6 houses. There are plenty of luxuries you can cut back on to save up for that deposit. For example, organs. Do you really need 2 kidneys? 2 eyeballs? Both testicles? An eyeball can fetch up to $20,000 on the black market. For a fair dinkum Aussie family with 2 adults and 2 kids, that's $80,000. $100,000 if you're willing to knock out both of little Jimmy's peepers. That, along with another $100,000 from your parents' trust fund, that everyone has, of course, is enough to get you and your sight-impaired family into a studio apartment in Hobart in no time. See? Problem solved. Now, excuse me, I've got a whole lot of tax to deduct. Houses don't just negatively gear themselves, you know.
Spoken and authorised by Scott Morrison. I'm speaking very fast because that's what all the people do at the end of these messages, and I don't want to be the first one to break the trend.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
It's Radio Chaser on Triple M. And look, yesterday, Charles, I think you'd resonated with a lot of people when you were talking about your dentistry difficulties and how you really would potentially just do home dentistry instead.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. From now on, I'm going to save $1,500 just by staying at home.
And look, coincidentally, I've also been at the dentist and I had to get a crown done and it cost $1,600 and I realised I was in for trouble when the dentist, I'm not making this up, had a sign for like Afterpay and Zip money just so that you could somehow pay. And apparently people without much money cannot afford any dentistry. My hairdresser the other day was saying she's just getting temporary crowns put on, which are like little plastic kind of teeth, weird little plastic teeth. They feel like cling wrap in your mouth. I had one the other day. She's going to keep it on for years because she can't afford a crown.
Can I just say, like, last time I went to the dentist, right, I was in the chair. I had, you know, all the, like, the gear on and everything, and they were doing the business. I need to clean my teeth. And the receptionist burst in with a piece of paper claiming that I owed her $300 from 10 years before.
They're very good. They're
so
very
they were like, you've not paid this. And then they were like, you need to get up and pay this bill before we finish the job.
I'm in the chair bleeding.
I respectfully said, no, I don't know what this is. I'm happy to pay, but can I just finish this first? And I had to beg them to just finish this. I had to like give them my credit card to be like, I'm not going to leave without
not
paying.
Are there dental loan sharks? Can it be like the casino and there's some dodgy dude in the corner that goes, I'll lend you the money at 10% interest a week and we'll fix your legs.
We'll fix your mouth and break your knees.
Yeah. Which is why I've decided to start my very own very cheap service.
Can't afford to get your crappy teeth fixed because it's not covered by Medicare? Now you can with Domi's Discount Dental.
Traditional teeth whitening is so expensive. Domi covered my teeth in plaster and now they're really white and also really heavy.
Instead of pricey crowns, Domi convinced me I didn't need teeth and he took them out with a chisel.
I couldn't afford a proper filling, but Domi just used a lump of Play-Doh and then baked my head in a kiln. And now I'm in the burns unit of Westmead Hospital, which is covered by Medicare. Result!
Hi, I'm Domi, and while I may not be a qualified dentist, I do live near a Bunnings.
Domi's Discount Dentistry. It's not covered by Medicare, but then neither is real dentistry.
Domi takes no responsibility for any adverse effects following his treatments and reminds you that you're only seeing him because you're desperate.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Allianz Stadium, home of Sydney FC. You know who they are, right? Never mind.
Time to find out some of the stuff Charles's kids have asked him recently.
The Philosophy Department of Cambridge University, in association with Triple M, presents The Ethical Dilemmas
of a 10-year-old.
That's right. And I'd characterise this first dilemma as a classic dilemma for a 10-year-old.
Would you rather get sent home from school and just sit around and do nothing, literally nothing, or stay at school and do boring work?
Well, this is not a dilemma at all. I mean, unless you care about your actual education, I suppose.
Yeah, I think he'd prefer to be at home, but only by a whisker, because it's boring to be at home as well.
Don't your kids play Fortnite every 2 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, but I've banned playing screens in the morning.
So the real point is that you're a terrible dad. Yep, okay, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, moving on. This one's from Angus, and it's a bit of a topical one.
Is Scott Morrison a dumb head or a idiot head or a poo-poo dumb?
Are you trying to influence the election, Charles?
Well, I mean, I think this would be a good question, you know, to put to the panel on Q&A or, you know, maybe insiders on the ABC on Sunday morning, because I think that you need qualified people to answer this question.
And it would certainly...
a poo-poo head or a dum-dum.
It would raise the tenor of, say, Q&A if you... Okay, and then the final one is actually from a guest contributor, Priya. She is 7. Her question is...
Would you rather have a hot rock direct from the sun for a pillow or a log from the forest that has been peed on?
Well, that's a great dilemma. I think I'd choose the one that wouldn't immediately my head to sizzle up and disappear.
Look, who among us can honestly say we haven't slept on a piss log?
Yeah, the piss log every time, Priya. Every time.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
104.9 Sydney's Triple M Radio Chaser with you live from Allianz Stadium. You can hear the drills going.
Dom, shut the door.
just wanted to check they're still knocking it down.
But actually, they've just started work on the most intricate and difficult part of the demolition.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're trying to deconstruct the beer snake.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a huge job.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss?
Now, there's a bit of a debate going around about public school parents having to pay fees for their kids. And at Bondi Public School, they've come up with a unique scheme where kids get free popcorn if their parents pay their fees early. And, of course, kids whose parents hadn't were crying and all that sort of stuff. So
this is the worst story, I think, of the year. This is shaming people for being poor. And it's using your kids to shame them. I'm sorry, I'm going to get serious for a second, because our school used to do that. Used to withhold books from our kids if we didn't pay the school fees on time.
You know, Charles, that'll teach you not to be so povo.
And doesn't it teach your children, Charles, that this is a world where people who are rich already get free stuff? That's just the way it works.
Which is actually really, really true.
I mean, the irony is what they've just bought is extremely expensive popcorn.
That's true. All right, story here from Ohio, where a man is taking inspiration from religious monks with a Lent fast. He's giving up all food and drink except for beer.
I think this is going to be more than cat's piss.
Is he allowed to technically drink cat's piss? Does that come under the...
Well, he's brewing his own beer, so he probably could if he wanted to. Apparently, they used to make specially nutritious beer back in Belgium, back in the day, or Germany.
Well, it is the case that if you drink Guinness and bananas, you can survive forever. When I was a bit younger, we actually looked into that and we tried to. The problem is you sort of end up with terrible, terrible diarrhea.
I challenge you to do that for a week. Bananas and Guinness, nothing else. And finally, in a town in Vermont, a 3-year-old Nubian goat named Lincoln has been named mayor. What do you think of that?
Well, is that because people were a goat and didn't vote?
Oh, very good.
But I think it's like, you know, when you have a kid, you're like, I want to give a name. He can be the president one day. And still, these people have done with their goat. I just want this goat
And it would have been when it was a kid.
Oh, this is terrible. Red cards all over. Red cards. This is so... Charles, don't say anything else ever again. Yeah. Are you sure, Dommy, that you didn't misread that story and he wasn't just named meh?
Wow.
Red card to you, Andrew.
I fixed everything by coming up with a really good joke.
I'm giving the entire show a red card and surrendering the mics to Kennedy Malone. Catch you next week.
It's a red card. You're out for five. Triple M's Radio Chaser.